aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator. Name something that's better than being rich.
Poor.
Besides a bird, something in a birdcage.
Hamster.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob.
Naked grandma.
Reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
This is the 7 at 11 on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin.
All right, the all-new Sunday Karma, the all-new 7 at 11 with you. ESPN Wisconsin, Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace hanging out with you on this Sunday morning, the first Sunday with no football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sad.
It is kind of sad, but we get to talk about off-season stuff and trades and hypotheticals for the next 6 months, or I guess not 6 months, NFL combines coming up.
Well, you got some good TV options tonight, though, right? You've got the NBA All-Star Game happening out in San Francisco. You've got the 50-year reunion of sorts for Saturday Night Live happening on a Sunday tonight.
Okay.
So you got some TV options despite no football. All right, new 7-11. So how this works is we have somebody on the phone. I don't know if Kyle knows who it is. I don't know who it is. We ask them yes or no questions, and then we try to determine who is on the phone with us. So, mystery guest, good morning. My first question to you is, are you a male?
Yes.
Okay. Kyle.
Are you a world traveler?
No.
Okay, that's one no.
Sounds like a lie to me, but...
Sounds like a lie to me as well, Kyle. Just saying. Mr. Guest, are you a fan of the all-new Sunday Karma?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Well, let's do this. Are you a fan of the all-new 7 at 11 on Sunday Karma?
Yes.
Is Kyle Wallace a good producer of Sunday Karma?
No.
Okay, that is our second no. Okay, interesting. Are you currently in the central time zone?
No.
Okay, not a world traveler, but not in the central time zone, but a fan of Sunday Karma.
Are you currently trying to change your voice so people don't know who you are?
No.
Another lie.
Would you say you have a good voice for radio?
No.
Okay.
How many no's are we at?
I think we're at four.
I'm trying to think of what we can go through with this guy.
Let me ask a question I already asked. It was a yes. I'm just going to ask again. Do you are a fan of the new 7-Eleven on Sunday Karma?
Yes.
Okay. Just confirming.
Are you a fan of the new Sunday Karma only having one consistent person that shows up every week?
Yes.
All right, now. I like this guy.
Are you a business person?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Do you have any ownership stake in any teams?
Yes.
Very cool.
That is dope. We're talking to an owner.
I wonder... You think this is Jimmy Haslam?
Oh, okay. Can we ask that? Is that a yes or no question?
You could ask, are you Jimmy Haslam? Yeah.
Are you the owner of the Cleveland Browns?
No.
Okay, got it.
Are you a fan of the Cleveland Browns?
Yes.
Okay, so now we need to figure out why he's a fan of the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. I just want him to say bad things about you.
You could. I mean, that's not hard to do.
Do you think it's cheap of Kyle to share cable with his parents and complain about it on the radio the day after it stops working?
Yes.
Do you think it's cheap as strofe to complain about the fact that water doesn't work at a place that he doesn't pay rent to live in?
No.
Hey, nice.
Oh, okay. All right, so he's a fan of
all right, well, that's six no's.
That was my seventh no. No, that was my seventh. You guys can't count. You lose.
All right. Well, Chef Ed is texting it. It's Craig Karmazin.
Oh,
so,
good job, Chef Ed. Craig.
All right, we welcome in Craig Karmazin, the usual host of this show, into Sunday Karma. He's live from San Francisco ahead of tonight's NBA All-Star game. So the issue is, Craig, I do think I'm an NBA fan, but I didn't realize there was a new format for the All-Star game until we started the show this morning. Four-team format, including one team of the Rising Stars Challenge and then all of the All-Stars broken into three teams. Those teams will play first of 40, and then ultimately it'll be bracket style. I'm into this, Craig. New NBA All-Star format. You're going to see it live and in person. What do you make of it ahead of its debut?
I'm not going to see it in person because I'm flying back today, but I have been here for the rest of All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
And it is exciting for the new format. I think I've been a fan of the All-Star game since I was a kid, and it was so fun and everything. But and even the 2020 All-Star game in Chicago, when they had, it was kind of getting bad, and they brought back like the target scoring. They brought in target scoring for the first time. And if you remember, it was a really exciting end of the game. And from that, it just has devolved again into just not entertaining. Like, again, you have guys shooting from half court and you guys have doing some amazing athletic things, but it just hasn't been competition, which I think on some levels we want to see athleticism. We want to see the great players, but we want to see competition. And I think everyone's hopeful that this format will bring that back.
How do you do it with the dunk contest? Because obviously Mac McClung is a crazy athlete, but it's not like he's pulling average fans in, right? He scored 0 points in the NBA this year. He's good at it, but how do we bring the buzz back for the dunk contest? Because it feels like it's almost been about a decade since anybody goes, oh, holy crap, got to watch that on Saturday.
So I think there's two ways you can do it. I think if you had four Mac McClungs last night, it would have been unbelievable.
Agreed.
Because he is as good a dunker as we've ever seen in the dunk contest. And that includes Michael Jordan. It includes, whoever you want to throw in there.
But Craig, isn't it like more appealing though when you have a Michael Jordan, right? When you have that type
of
name?
That's what I said there's two ways. I said there's two ways. Right. The first way is if you have four people who are that good, that prepared, that creative, and that on point with it, that would be way number one. And then way number two would be to get stars involved, right? There just aren't stars in the dunk contest. And it wasn't that it was always exclusively stars, but as Kyle, you were saying, there were at least some stars in it. And if what Ja and Giannis are cooking up could be true, I think it would take the dunk contest to another level, even if the dunks weren't as good as Mac McClung's.
Yeah, I guess that's my disappointment. So hopefully you got a job, and Giannis is 30. Giannis has no business being in a dunk contest, to be honest. Like, how much it would be cool to see. I'd rather see the Nassis in a dunk contest than Giannis, only simply because Giannis is an old man.
Oh, relax.
You
do not believe what just came out of your mouth.
No, I know.
You'd rather see
Nassis. Anthonasis is older than Giannis.
No, well,
so it's just about being a young man.
I understand that, but I'm just saying maybe it's the fact that he is less expendable in the sense of the fact that Giannis is he's a little bit older. And I don't want an old guy having to jump over cars or anything like that. But a Ja Morant, springy and young, yeah, absolutely, it should be a young man's game. But it also should be about stars. And you know how I feel about LeBron James, and I feel like LeBron James led a wave of NBA players to be okay with not participating in the NBA dunk contest, where they said, okay, that's fine. If you're a star, you shouldn't have to participate in the NBA dunk contest. It should be a rites of passage to do that, right? Like, growing up as a kid, seeing all these great dudes, such as like a Kobe Bryant, do the dunk contest, a Vince Carter do a dunk contest. Heck, I mean, I was too young for Michael Jordan, but seeing the highlights of Michael Jordan, like, that is great. Dominique Wilkins, like, that was incredible to be able to look back and see all those legends who did it and then also live through legends doing it. So I just feel like we're in an era and a generation where guys feel like they just don't need to do it. It's not a rites of passage.
Well, Donovan Mitchell did it, but not a lot have done it. That's a fair point. And I thought the NBA did a great job with the Vince Carter tribute last night. I don't know if you all watched that, but that was
I couldn't. I didn't
cool
have the dang
into the dunk contest.
Cable. My cable wasn't working.
your parents' cable wasn't working.
No,
bingo.
Listen, I helped him get the cable.
So it's a shared login, is my understanding. So your brother also uses it?
Three households.
So we've got it in three households.
Yeah, and it usually works. And then recently it's been this whole issue where
you don't pay a dime for it?
No, I don't pay.
Well, that's
for
part
it.
Of the problem.
They already paying for it. It's already an expense on their, they already budgeted for it. Well, I got to pay for it.
Unbelievable. Craig Carverson with us here on Sunday Carver. Alex Drove, Kyle Wallace hanging out with you. The Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, without Giannis the last couple of nights, Craig, as we enter the All-Star break, the hope is he'll be back here, hopefully after the All-Star break, if not shortly thereafter. What do you make of the first half of the season for Milwaukee, and how do they really rev this thing up as we approach the postseason in about 2 months?
First of all, it was so great to see Giannis there last night. I think a lot of thoughts were that he wasn't going to be able to make it at all to the Bay Area for the All-Star game. So the fact that he was there and wearing a Bucks jacket, I think all Bucks fans kind of like that, seeing him there supporting the team and supporting Andre Jackson and Dame, who were part of last night's festivities. Although I answered that I'm not a world traveler, I was in Minneapolis this week also for the Bucks Timberwolves game. And so great to see Kyle Kuzma, Kevin Porter Jr., new players making an impact on winning. So the first half, I don't know, started 2-8, was the worst thing that happened. Winning the NBA Cup was the best thing that happened. And in between, it was a lot of tough to figure out what this team is. And I think now what you look at is you're looking at, you need to be a 4 or 5 seed ideally, right? It's going to be tough to get to 3. But most importantly is Dame and Giannis being healthy for the postseason, because if they are, I think this team has a chance, right? I think all of a sudden with Kuzma and Porter Jr., they're a more athletic version of what we've seen in a long time. And I give this team, if healthy, a chance against just about anybody.
Yeah, Craig, I like that, because the one thing, and I know we're tight on time, but the one thing I was confused about is when we made the trade for Chris Middleton, a lot of people, heck, me and Ben Bruss went back and forth about it. They felt like, oh, well, you got rid of Chris, but Kyle Kuzma isn't an answer. And I just felt like that was crazy to think that a guy that is younger, more athletic, healthier, couldn't help improve this team. Does it make him a championship team? I don't know, but I felt like it improved it. What do you feel about the pushback on the Chris Middleton trade?
Well, I mean, Chris is a legend, right? So I'm all good with the pushback, and it's understandable. But when you think about this team defensively, how you need to match up if you're going to win in the postseason, I think they have a much better chance now. I also think that, when you look at the team, when Chris is on the court, it was like, all right, who's the 2 option down the stretch? Is it Dame or is it Chris, right? I think now it's very clear it's Giannis's team. Dame's that number 2 option. And then you need to put a bunch of shooters around. And then you have the athleticism of Kyle Kuzma, which, I mean, we saw it on display in these last few games. I mean, he is big.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Bucks can be
very
really big.
Big
now. I mean, if you think about a lineup with Brook and Giannis and Kuz, and I mean, you even throw Bobby Portis in there, right? Like, this is a team that I don't know that anybody can match up with size-wise, and with some versatility on both ways. Like, Kuzma's not the shooter that Chris Middleton is, but it's going to be on the rest of those guys to be able to fill in the gap on the shooting, and it's going to be on Dame to replace some of the playmaking that you lose without Chris Middleton. But this is certainly a more athletic team, and a team I'm really excited to see how it can match up with people once you get to the postseason, if we're healthy.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's been a big if the last couple of years, but if you're healthy, I mean, this is obviously a team with when you have a guy like Damian Lillard and a guy like Giannis with championship hopes, and the championship window is still open if they're healthy. But we will see as the Bucks return to action later this week. All right. Allegedly, we have a full house next Sunday, Craig. Me, you, Scalzo, and Kyle all scheduled to appear next week on Sunday Karma for the first time in like a month and a half. Exciting times.
That is fake news. I am listed as out for next week.
Okay. Well, I apologize for lying to you, Craig.
We're going to have to talk to somebody on the list that says you're in, but looks like there's some crosshairs. Dang it! Maybe next time.
I will be back. I will be back the following week. Next week, I will be attending Ovation Dance Competition.
Oh.
Crown Plaza, Milwaukee South.
Oh, okay. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, now. Go ahead and be a dance dad. I love it, Craig.
All right. Well, I know you got Wilby coming up, so appreciate you guys, and thanks for having me on as a mystery guest. It was it would be my only time as a mystery guest, and unfortunately, you just weren't able to figure it out.
Yeah, 7 no's for us this go round. We will try it again next week on the all new 7-Eleven. Thanks, Greg.
Stop stealing cable, Kyle.
That's good advice.
He said, stop stealing cable.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
That's coming from the man that gave me his password for Disney Plus.
Jason Wilde next on Sunday Karma. Hey, Kyle, bring us to break.
Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
No, I'm finna pop my food. Yeah. It's my birthday. Me and my crew, we in his sex. It's my birthday. Yeah. It's my birthday.
It's Sunday it's Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Nobody loves attention, especially on themselves, more than the co-host of Wilde and Tausch and the three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Jason Wilde, the birthday boy, celebrating his big birthday yesterday. He joins us now on Sunday Karma. Alex Strope, Kyle Wallace with you. Happy birthday, Jason. Welcome in.
Strope, you know me so well. You know how much I love that attention.
Yeah, you certainly do. We'll hope you had a nice birthday with the
family.
Like
the birthday song for you? A little rest your birthday?
That was not one that I was familiar with previously. That's for sure. I always learn a new song when I'm on with you. So that's one of the great benefits. So and I got to spend yesterday watching Sid play basketball, and today I'm watching her play volleyball. No better way to be a dad and celebrate your birthday.
That sounds like the perfect birthday weekend for you. And no sarcasm at all. I mean, you are a. You're a very dedicated father, and to be in the middle of the off season to spend it with your kids, I imagine that's what makes you happy. So good to hear. Glad you had a good weekend so far, Jason. I was pondering the idea before of what's to come this off season, because you know we're in that part of the off season, Jason, in terms of sports radio, where we're acknowledging the rumor mill, right? Davante Adams, Myles Garrett, mm-hmm. Max Crosby, etc. But this is a team that does not often trade for players. They're often trading players out. I can name 20 off the top of my head in the last couple of years that they've sent out via trade. But they never acquire via trade. So I'm worried that they might just run it back at a few of these positions, specifically at wide receiver and the defensive line. I would not be shocked if they just run it back and say they're good to go for the 2025 season. Can you talk me out of this funk, or do you think I'm onto something?
Well, first of all, I've got Malik Willis on the other line. He'd like to have a word with you.
Sure.
But he's
good one.
To your point, he's the exception that proves the rule.
Right.
Because that is so out of character for them. And you're not the one saying it. Goody's the one saying it. Like, when he tried to come up with an example of a player of significance that they have acquired in a trade where they gave up assets, draft picks to go get a player, the last one he could think of, and it's got to, and I'm not offending Malik Willis either, but he is a backup quarterback, and giving up a seventh round pick is not necessarily the kind of acquisition that we're talking about here. Goody had to go back to the Favre trade. I mean, and when you think about it, all the guys that were impact players that came from other teams that were not homegrown talent, they were all free agents or guys that were cut by their previous teams, right? I mean, Julius Peppers, obviously Charles Woodson and Reggie White, who we talk about all the time. Like, so many of the guys that they did acquire that were not homegrown players, really players that were available on the street because they were released, or guys that were hitting their free agent year. And so, to your point, and to Goody's point, they will have to step outside of their normal acquisition approach because they have signed free agents with Goody, obviously, and some really good ones. He's had some really good hit rates when he has done it. But, you know, my biggest thing and the argument I get into with, you know, maybe some fans or even some of my colleagues is that Goody is not vastly different than Ted Thompson. He just isn't.
Yeah.
He's not going to be aggressive like Ron Wolf was. He believes in playing young players, playing them early and allowing them to develop, and not using your assets to go get guys that are going to cost you a ton of money and cost you draft capital. And so if he does something and gets Max Crosby, who I don't know what it is. It's my spidey sense, and that has certainly been wrong from many times. But he's the one that feels like a more likely acquisition if Goody's going to do it. It's not Myles Garrett. It's not T. Higgins. That's the guy that kind of feels like the guy.
Okay.
If they do it.
Well, where does this feel come from, Jason, right? Like, what makes your spidey senses just say, like, if they're going to do something, it's Max Crosby, it's not T, it's not Myles Garrett, but it's Max. What about that makes you feel there might be something there that you feel?
Well, I think some of the things that Max Crosby has said hints toward a team, and the Packers aren't the only team that would fit the bill, but he, like Josh Jacobs, has spent a lot of time with the Raiders without any opportunity to even go to the playoffs other than 1 year and no playoff success. So both Keyshawn Nixon and Josh Jacobs have been very good ex-Raider acquisitions. And then the other piece of this is, and it's always hard for me to figure out how much sway this guy has with LaFleur or with Goody, but Rich Bisaccia has their ear in some way. It may not be as much as it was before when he obviously to some degree influenced the drafting of Anders Carlson, but he's somewhere in that mix. LaFleur mentions him all the time. He's a huge confidant for LaFleur, someone that LaFleur, you know, for better or for worse, goes to for game management decisions. And I think Goody listens to him too. And so, you know, the fact that he's coached Max Crosby, the fact that they have guys in their locker room who have played with him, the fact that before this year, which I still think was probably somewhat about how bad the Raiders were, that Max Crosby's been extremely durable, that he's only 27 years old, that he plays a ton of snaps. Again, I'm not saying that they're going to acquire him, but if they're going to make a trade, he feels like the guy to me that makes the most sense and would be the one guy where if they traded for him, I would say, oh, that's a pleasant surprise, but I'm not shocked.
Jason Wilder with us here, Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. Goody's, you and I have talked about this plenty, whether it's on Weekly Wildy right here on Sunday Karma on Green Bay Game Day. Goody's done a really nice job throughout his tenure as general manager of those low-risk, high-reward moves, right? Za'Darius Smith kind of falls into that category, Devondre Campbell, Rasul Douglas, et cetera. He's been really good at those. But it feels like this would be the offseason where he needs to pull the rabbit out of the hat a few times in that regard. If he is to make a low-risk signing at one of the positions of need, let's do wide receiver, edge, and corner, which one do you think is most likely?
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, first of all, you know, I look at Za'Darius Smith and he's kind of the poster child, in my opinion anyway, for the type of guy that Goody's willing to spend money on, right? Non-first round pick, played 4 years with his original drafting team, has not hit it big in terms of monster production. I think Za'Darius Smith had 8.5 sacks his last year in Baltimore, but he'd never been a full-time starter. And for the first 2 years, he was more than worth the pay that they shelled out for him. In terms of the low-risk, high-reward guys, you nailed two of them, and then I would add Keyshawn Nixon. Keyshawn Nixon
Absolutely.
Signed a minimum salary deal to leave the Raiders. And frankly, the Packers, I don't even know if they really knew what they had in him until about halfway through the 2022 season. So, you know, whether or not there are guys like that to be had. I mean, Tausch was killing me all week for my line about Zach Bond, and, you know, that was one of the things that they could learn from what the Eagles did to make themselves a Super Bowl team. But my point is, as you pointed out, is that Goody has done that before. If he had never done that before, maybe I wouldn't say, oh, well, he's got to do this. But he's got a track record. Those guys that you mentioned, I mean, Devondre Campbell, you know, quit on his team in San Francisco and was a malcontent after that first year and after he got the big $50 million deal.
Yeah.
But the year that they signed him, he was terrific. And the same with Rasul Douglas off of the Cardinals practice squad. So those are definitely – he needs to do more of that. He has proven to be adept at it. There is low risk. If the guy doesn't pan out, you cut him the next year. It's not that big of a deal. Or you sign him to a one-year deal and they walk. So he has to do that. That part of it, I think, is a must. But again, I agree with your original statement that I wouldn't be stunned if they stand pat, add through the draft. Now, the one guy that Rob Domofsky mentioned to us on Friday, and he's pretty tight with the Cowboys beat writer in Dallas for ESPN.com. And the guy that he mentioned is a defensive tackle named Oso Odigizua, which I think I said it right.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
It is a fun name. You know, he's a guy that's been pretty productive for the Cowboys. Todd Archer, the beat writer, I think probably hinted to Rob that they're not going to re-sign him. So I think that's a name to keep an eye on because Rob told us that. In addition to that, that's the kind of guy that I was just talking about where you're not going to get him for cheap, but he hasn't broken out yet. So you're not going to also pay the top dollar that you would for some of these other guys that are established stars.
So do you think it's again, I use the term low risk, high reward. So you think he might throw in that name or any other names, right? Like, is it a pretty cheap deal? Is it a short-term deal in your mind then, right? Is it a 1 or 2 year deal for somebody like that, assuming that we are anticipating the aforementioned breakout?
Yeah, I think he probably is more Za'Darius Smith, where you give him a 4 year deal that is really more of a 2 year deal.
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest, the Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs signings, while obviously, as I said to Goody in the postseason presser, those weren't just home runs, those were grand slams. And he said, thanks, I appreciate that. And I said, you're welcome. But they were. At the same time, they structured both those deals that if either of those guys had been disappointments, they probably could have gotten out of them fairly easily after 2 years. So if that's how they're going to structure these deals, our guy Oso that we're talking about here could get a pretty good, you know, signing bonus and guarantee, sure, but in 2 years they could move on from him. I'm telling you, though, the guy, I really want to know, and I can't wait. You know, I've thought about texting Goody and just saying, look, I don't need to quote you. I don't need anything other than, is there any chance that – do you have interest in Adams, in Davante Adams? If you don't, I will stop talking about it. But yep, if you do, I just don't want to look like an idiot. And that's usually kind of how I correspond with them. I'm like, look, I'm not looking for scoops here. I just don't want to look like a moron. And I have not done that with him yet. And I think this week I might, just because I just want to know one way or the other. Obviously, Davante is open to the idea, but are the Packers open to the idea? Because otherwise, we're just wasting everybody's
time. You're absolutely right on that, right? That's the big question. Clearly, Davante Adams is open to it. He's not going to be a Jet next year. I mean, obviously, the players in the locker room are open to it, nonstop recruitment, whether that's via the K. Adams show or the X application. So I guess my question, based on what you just said, would be, why haven't you reached out yet?
Yeah, that's a fair question. That's a fair critique. I'm too busy doing Weekly Wildy, which is just burning up the YouTube charts, by the way. What a great idea by you. It's been a joy to do. But, yeah, I probably should have. I usually try to pick my spots because I do feel – I did trade some messages with LaFleur the other day when I was working on my State Journal story about the five things they could learn from the Eagles, just because – A, I wanted to know if he had watched the Super Bowl or not, so my lead would be factual. But I just try to pick my spots. But I think at this point now, after talking to a source close to Adams and writing about it and talking about it so much, I think I'll probably reach out to Goody this week, and he'll probably ignore it, and I'll be in the exact same spot, but at least I'll have tried.
I would appreciate it if you tried, but that's what makes it great. And by the way, the season finale of Weekly Wildy, available now ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, and the Jason Wilde feed and the Mr. Irrelevant feed on Wisconsin On Demand. We dive quite a bit into the Devontae Adams dilemma. So, Jason, I guess I can't make you do homework, but I would advocate that at the very least. I would love if you reached out to Goody, because that's the big question. Is he interested? Because if he's interested, I think it happens. And if he's not, obviously, it doesn't. But I would imagine this is the team that makes the most sense for Devontae Adams, unless, say, I don't know, the Kansas City Chiefs give him a phone call if he becomes a free agent. But I think the Packers and Devontae reunion just makes so much sense. But it's really up to that guy in Brian Gutekunst. So that would be my homework if I was able to give you any.
I don't mind getting homework. My hope is, so the scouting combine starts on the 27th. Certain years, Goody has sat down with us in the Lombardi boardroom.
Mm.
And done a pre-combine, you know, kind of gaggle with a handful of beat writers. And then other years he does it at the combine. I know Domofsky's not going to the combine, so there's a fairly significant person of renown in Rob not going. So I'm hoping maybe Rob not going will make Goody want to do it with us before he leaves town.
Interesting. All right, well, keep us posted on that because I'm fired up about it. I love the offseason, but I'm a little nervous. Not going to lie to you. Jason Wilde, weekdays 9 to noon. You can hear him alongside the Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher each and every weekday right here on ESPN Wisconsin. Get back to volleyball, Jason. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks again for accommodating me, guys. I know it was a pain. I appreciate you. It take care. Be good.
Really wasn't a pain, but not take care. All. Be good indeed.
Go kids.
Go kids, he says. Kyle loves the kids.
I do love the kids.
Where is Aaron Rodgers going to be in 2025? Kyle Wallace and Alex Stroph answer that question right up next. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Yeah, Sunday Karma rolls on with you right here. 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Alex Stroph, Kyle Wallace hanging out with you for a few more minutes. First Sunday without football. Just not the same, man. Like, college basketball is awesome. I'm a huge college basketball fan. Good SNL episode, obviously. You've got the All-Star game tonight, new format. I'm still sad, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is sad not having football, but you got to get into it, right? Because the NFL draft is around the corner. The NFL scouting combine is around the corner. And also, all of this will be ESPN Wisconsin. We're going to be the place to be because of the fact that we're going to be right there live from around the NFL draft. So I'm excited about all of that.
Looking forward to that, yeah.
And then, but college basketball, as you said, heating up.
NBA?
The Panthers play today. NBA heating up. And I do want to have a conversation. I know we don't have time today, but this week on KBN, I do want to have a conversation about basketball. Kyle Bruston, Norman, 2-5.
You want to have ESPN, you want to have the conversation about the sport of basketball?
About the conversation about the Milwaukee Bucks, because I really feel like, based off what the Bucks were able to do, it's only one game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, but winning against a team in the Timberwolves that have not been great this year, but not having your star player Giannis, not having Dame and not having Chris, and you're still able to have Kyle Kuzma contribute, Gary Trent contribute, and then Kevin Porter Jr. actually contributed very well in that game all over the place, right? Like, having these guys step up and contribute. Imagine when they actually can gel and Kyle Kuzma figures out what his role is, right? A Kevin Porter Jr. is able to figure out what his role is. A Gary Trent continues to step up to fill the void of to me, I mean, he's been shooting the ball lights out the last 3 to 4 games. So when I look at this Bucks basketball team, are they going to be a championship team? I don't know. But I feel like this team is better than what they were when they had Chris. They're better than what they were a week and a half ago. And I don't even think it's close.
All right, do me a favor.
They've won without Giannis.
Do me a favor. Cut that. Send it to me. We'll play it tomorrow on KBN.
All right. I'll mark it.
All right. Lovely. We don't have a ton of time, but I do want to have this conversation quick.
All right. What's the quick conversation we got to have?
Aaron Rodgers.
What about him?
Effectively released from the Jets this week.
Yeah, it was. Sad for him.
Designated as a post-June 1st cut. Allows them to save some money, but he can openly negotiate once the new league year starts in about 4 weeks. Less than 4 weeks. Aaron Rodgers on a team, retired by the league, or in media next year, next football season.
He's on a team next year. He's on a team.
Okay, so of the options, I think these are the realistic ones. I'm just going to roll through them. You tell me when to stop.
Let's
okay?
hear it.
Saints?
Yeah, in Dome. He might think that they can do something down in the NFC South that doesn't really have a team that ever stands out. The Buccaneers play well, but, you know, they're not a standout team. But, yeah, all right, Saints.
Titans?
He's not going to Tennessee. Only reason I say he's not going to Tennessee because they have not a chance. But they do play in the AFC South, too, which is questionable.
Vegas. The Raiders.
No, he's not going to Vegas. He's not going to Vegas. Not going to
San Francisco?
That'd be an interesting one. Because they already have Brock Purdy there, and yeah. So I don't think they want to rock the boat because they're
well. They need to pay him.
They do have to pay him, and I don't. We're going to see how willing they are to pay him. It sounds like they're going to release Deebo Samuel.
Yep.
So I mean, freeing up some cap space. I'm sure they. That'd be interesting.
Okay,
that one is interesting to see. Hey, do you want? Because do you bring somebody in to compete with Brock Purdy? Like
I don't know about that.
But honestly, the
leader in the clubhouse for you right now is New Orleans, and then the final team I'll bring up is Minnesota, the Vikings,
which is interesting because I feel like Minnesota. I don't know Kevin O'Connell at all, right? Duh. But when you think about bridging the gap, last year you lost a season where a guy got hurt.
Yep.
Right. He didn't just redshirt; he had the gray shirt. He was injured.
Yeah, you're referring to J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Yep.
And so Sam Darnold probably not coming back. It would be perfect to have Aaron Rodgers there for just one season, right? One season where he gets to be sold and you get to play the Packers twice. One season of the fact that you get to come play with the best receivers you would ever have to play with, mm-hmm. ever in your career.
Mm-hmm.
He had Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings. But, I mean, Justin Jefferson's better than all those guys. Jordan Addison's probably in the same breath as a Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson. I think he's that talented.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's that good of a 1-2 punch.
And
I agree with you.
TJ Hockenson's going to be healthy coming off that ACL injury. He came back last season, right? Like,
yep.
you're going to, and then you get to play with who?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones at running back, right? I think Minnesota is a perfect fit for him because that is a good football team for him. And I think it's a perfect fit. It's a perfect fit.
You're just trying to will it into existence.
It would be fun to see. It would be so fun to see. Listen, I want to play Aaron Rodgers twice because I want to hit him in his mouth twice. Like, that would be so fun to see. Make it happen. It is a perfect fit to get ready for J.J. McCarthy, and he's in the era of his life where he's not going to just sit there and be like, I'm going to be an old, you know, salty vet. No, he's actually going to help J.J.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really fun possibility if Rodgers was to land in Minnesota. I don't know if it's likely. I think his career might be over.
Retired by the league. I don't think retired by the league.
Or by choice.
By choice of the fact that he doesn't want to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a smart enough agent where they can evaluate the market here in the next couple of weeks and say, probably not looking too good for A-Rod. And then maybe he pulls the plug. But we will see. Maybe he'll go on a darkness retreat like he did right before he left Green Bay and was traded to the Jets. We will wrap up Sunday Karma coming up next with Palermo's picks. We'll take a look at the NBA All-Star Game and some other stuff that's going on the rest of the weekend. That's coming up next as we wrap up Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Yeah, Palermo's picks time on Sunday Karma. Got a couple days left on this. Buy one, get one, screaming Sicilian at Roundy's Pick and Save and Metro Market. That's something to scream about. Stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store and pick up Screaming Sicilian Original, thin and crispy, or tavern style. It's BOGO. Buy one, get one through Tuesday at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Taste what all the screaming is about with Screaming Sicilian.
I got two Screaming Sicilians yesterday.
Attaboy. We popping one in for the All-Star game tonight?
Liquid diet today, I think. So,
liquid diet?
Yeah, I'm trying this liquid diet. I lost 5 pounds on a liquid diet in one day.
Did you gain it back?
This morning, I was 190. 190. I was 190 this morning. I was 194 on Thursday.
Okay, so you're down 4 pounds.
Well, I was down to 189 yesterday. I'm sure once I get home today, I might be 189.
So are you not eating anything then? Just protein shakes?
Protein shakes, water,
yeah, no thanks.
V8.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, you can't do it. You're already malnourished enough.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, I got Charles Barkley's team in the All-Star game. Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Victor Wembanyama, Karl Anthony Towns, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young is replacing Giannis. This was Giannis's team. Give me Charles Barkley's team in the All-Star game today. You don't know the rosters.
Give me Kenny DeJet-Smith's team.
Do you know who's on it?
I liked the team name when I saw it, a team name.
I think it's the Rising Stars. Yeah, you've got Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson,
uh-huh.
Jalen Williams of the Thunder, Evan Mobley of the Cavs.
Yep, give me them.
Tyler Hero's on that team.
You know I want them? Young. Give me the young, hungry dudes, eager guys.
You're an ageist. Yeah. That will do it for us today. Kyle and I back with you tomorrow, beginning at 2 o'clock. I'm Kyle Bruston-Nortman. Scalzo, Strofe, and Wallace next Sunday is my understanding.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Looking forward to it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.